when we were there, there were more turbos than anything else. I don't know if it's just because it's Daytona, too.
Yeah, I mean, it's what Gus is talking about, Julian. We went in Daytona and stopped.
Strictly for airport business.
For the NASCAR. Happened to be the NASCAR weekend, then, if you want to put it that way.
Yes. Yeah. Doing research.
And where we went and stayed, all the other aircraft seemed to come in to that location.
So what was that? That's why I was like waiting for that. What was the reason that you went there? Because everybody else did, or was there the numbers worked out?
Oh, I told him when I first landed why we went there.
Was it location, or?
I don't know if I can repeat. but no, they were very accommodative, and
when you
walked in, they had what do you want, and you need a car, blah blah blah, boom, it was there for you. Now the benefit they had was the track was close by, I think, but it was full. They pulled us; we were pulled out to another part of the airport. Because they were full of jets and turboprops. So, was it Daytona just because it's February and there's nothing else to do? Or, you know, and it's Daytona, but why are they at this FBO, not everybody else?
Right.
I'm not sure that they weren't.
That's what I said. But
okay. For Sunday's race, they actually shut down one runway and they used that for a parking area.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So, they have four FBOs there at the Grand Airport?
Yeah. And a flight school. Emory-Riddle. You know, so it's very, very... And that's going on even while the other... The airport's active. They have a commercial operation there, too. But I didn't really see that as much of an impact. You know, sort of like Salisbury. There was a plane flying out there about every 20 minutes or so, which really wouldn't disturb, you know, the GA. You know, it's like versus flying into Baltimore where you got tons of big jets coming in. So, but it would be, that'd be worth a call down there. It's like, hey, what do you guys do to separate yourselves? You know, besides the proximity and the fact that it's February and they're warm and that kind of stuff.
But it may be like that all the time.
Right.
Does Jim know which airport or how to contact them?
Jeff talks to them all the time. I mean, I'd be more than happy to call down there and talk to them. In fact, I can do that tomorrow. And we ought to probably get together. We could probably, if you call them, we could talk. I'd be more than happy to be with you and say, okay, this is what they're looking for. And just ask specific questions. What, from a pilot standpoint, what do you want? Mm-hmm. And we maybe can narrow it down with a couple phone calls a couple places. Because usually pilots will talk. You know, trying to get through their PR department and all that stuff is probably not the best avenue. So that's something we could probably work on the next couple days or so.
And you can't get any information online for the business end of it.
I doubt it.
They guard that like gold. I guess I'm not the first one looking, so I can't
right.
find
And that. Now their plate, their tail numbers and all that are blocked too, so you don't know who's doing what. So.
Did you send that email that I sent you out to everybody? I can't remember if I got it back again or if you didn't send it to me because you know I sent it to you or what. I just want to make sure.
I sent it to everybody.
Okay. What other ideas other than transportation? Food?
Yeah, food. The decals. Well, we talked about hotel package.
I like the hotel thing. You know, especially if it doesn't have to be used that weekend. Do they still come to Dover for testing? And you know, they used to come in once in a while on the off, you know, when it wasn't race weekend to do testing. And
I don't know.
They've cut back a lot on the testing.
Yeah.
I thought they did.
The last couple of years, cut back heavy. They dropped some.
That's it. You could follow up on some of these on the calls with so that we can try to just get a game plan, see if there is something that we can